The next patient is Deborah Finnegan. The last name is F-I-N-N-I-K-I-N. The first name is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Number one. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old African-American female that we've been following in the practice on a regular basis because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. To a physical examination, it's rather evident that the patient has an abnormal heart rhythm that is most likely associated to atrial fibrillation. The patient doesn't have any symptoms. She tells me that she has an appointment or she is going to get an appointment with the cardiologist. However, if she is not able to secure the appointment in a short period of time, our recommendation is for her to go to emergency room in order to prevent a stroke. This patient has a history of a stroke in the past. I emphasize to the patient the need to do that. Following number, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.5 and a BUN of 26 with an estimated EFR of 38. That is deterioration of the kidney function. This could be probably some degree of volume contraction. She has lost 20 pounds of body weight, which is significant. The blood pressure is borderline. However, this lady that weighs 386 pounds, it's so difficult to assess the blood pressure, even with the large blood pressure cuff that this office has. We continue to monitor. Following number type 2 diabetes, for reasons that are not clear to me, the hemoglobin A1C went from 7.1 to 9.5 in the presence of losing weight. The diet was reviewed. The patient is staying away from simple sugars and staying away from ice cream. But the reality is that we have that number. We are going to monitor the diet, monitor the blood sugar, and taking into consideration the above mentioned situations of the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, the whole history of stroke, and the deterioration of the kidney function, even in the absence of increased albumin creatinine ratio, we are going to prescribe Farxiga 10 milligrams. The prescription was sent to the pharmacy in Avon Park. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, peripheral vascular disease and lymphedema. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.